They have over the years learned how to improve their farms and their land, that it's more productive. That's about all I can say about them right now.
Let's go back to some of the earlier terms I was asking you about, but various kinds of things that you would have used in earlier days, perhaps, not so much today. First of all, what different kinds of vessels would you have used perhaps to carry water in?
What we used was a galvanized bucket. We didn't have what you call a wooden bucket. Some people did have them, I guess.
And if you, what would you use for milk specifically? Would it be the same thing?
You would use that, or as I said, a lot of people in the country, after they emptied their lard containers, if it was a bucket type vessel, they used that to handle milk in, either to milk in or to put their milk in a cool place.
And what were those made of, the lard containers?
They were tin that were enameled over.
And what would you use to fry eggs in?
Everybody had cast iron skillets. And if you had a good household, you had two or three.
And then what do people call the big black thing you might have used out in the yard?
People call those kettles.
And what would you call the container you might put cut flowers in?
A vase, not a vase.
And if you're going to set the table, what are the various utensils you'd put out?
A fork and a knife and a spoon.
And if you were having steak, you might also put out steak.
Knife.
So if you had four people coming, you put out four steak.
Knives.
Now, if dishes are dirty and someone needs to clean them up so you can have supper, you say, I've got to go.
Wash the dishes.
And after someone washes the dishes, she...
rinses the dishes.
It might be another term you'd use there.
You'd scald them.
And what would you call the cloth or rag used in washing dishes?
The dish rag.
And you would dry them with the...
dish cloth.
And what would you use to dry your hands in the kitchen?
A towel.
And you mentioned a certain kind of towel.
A huck towel is what we used.
Would you describe that for us?
A huck towel is a cotton piece of cloth that has a, as I remember it, it's sort of pebbly, rough textured. They were always white, so you could boil them and have them white again, because you had to have either one or several during the day.
And you say you don't see these now?
I can't find them. We used to get them at Sears and Roebuck or just any kind of store. They carried the huck towels, but I don't ever see them anymore.
And now what would you call the square of terry cloth you'd use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
And after bathing, what would you dry yourself off with?
A towel.
Now, what would you turn on in the kitchen to get some water?
A faucet.
And if that were out in the yard, you'd call it a...
gee whiz, don't tell me I've forgotten that again. A spigot. But that's not the term I used before, is it?
No, it's not. The spigot was the one that might be on a barrel or something.
That's right. You turn on the faucet. No, that's in the house and outside. It's the...
you use a word starting with an H.
Hydrant.
Now, earlier times, people might have bought flour in a... bought a lot at one time.
Well, they might have bought it in a barrel. Farmers might have.
And some people, especially out in the country, might have bought, molasses or lard in a large container.
Stand.
And what would you use to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle? Keep it from spilling.
Well, it's a funnel of some kind.